My name is Pontus Westerberg, and I work at UN Habitat with digital technology and urban planning. I manage a project called Block by Block. We use Minecraft for community participation in the design of public spaces.
Eugenio Castellum, also UN Habitat. I do the workshops around the world of Block by Block.
We're organizing what we call the pop-up public space, which is here in the Habitat 3 village, which is just outside the main venue of Casa de Cultura of Habitat 3. And the idea is with this pop-up public space is that it's supposed to be an informal space where conference participants, but also citizens and residents of Quito can come and learn more about public space.
Could you describe the space here behind us?
It has two terraces, so people can go on top of the terrace and watch the park from a different perspective. Under the terrace we have the workshop on inside, computers where they can watch the block by block workshop, and also in the other side we have digital printers, do digital fabrications.
Why don't we just go and take a look so you can just describe it to me in more detail?
What we've done is we've built a Minecraft model of the Casa de Cultura, which is the main venue of the Habitat 3 conference. We built it in Minecraft, and now we are doing some laser cutting here to end up with a model.
It's going to be 3D.
It's going to be a three-dimensional
model. A lot smaller, of course, than the real thing.
Exactly, yeah. It takes some time.
But an incredible precision too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The sound of Minecraft construction going on there. You see how it gets pretty addictive, can't you? What's the idea? You get people in here, you get them relaxed, you get them to sort of start thinking about sustainability issues?
Exactly. We ask people to redesign public spaces in Minecraft, using Minecraft. And Minecraft is essentially a digital Lego, so it's a really good way of engaging people in urban design. It's something that you can learn in maybe 20 minutes, half an hour or something like that. So it's a kind of a democratic three-dimensional design tool.
Do you get the sense that people here in Quito are pretty happy with the state of their public space? That this is one of the cities in a way that we can look to as a bit of an example of where we need to go with this new urban agenda?
I think when you look at generally cities in Latin America, they are reasonably well planned. There's a grid layout, the streets are quite wide, pavements are there, parks and so on. But many places, including Quito, suffer from similar problems to other cities in all over the world, including crime, some urban degradation, lack of finance for municipal services. And encroachment of public space. You also have issues with traffic.
A lot of kind of pollution from buses, to be honest, isn't it?
Exactly, and clearly in many parts of the world, public transport is something that really needs to be thought about, trying to get away from motorized transport into public transport, but also promoting more cycling and walking and things like this.
So how does this sort of fit in with the huge conference that's happening behind us? Where do you see the synergy, if you like, between the small spaces and small sort of pop-up spaces like this and major discussion going on in there about the whole future of the world city?
Pop-up public spaces shall be implemented more in every city. Here it's amazing because we have this space created, and we were at first doubtful about this space because we didn't know if people were going to come. But as soon as you take a microphone and start speaking, people come here and listen.
So you felt more of a hunger, more enthusiasm than perhaps you were expecting?
Yes, we've had lots and lots of interest, and this is a really interesting way to show how the new urban agenda can actually be implemented on the ground. As we know, public space is forming a really big part of the new urban agenda, as well as the sustainable development goals. We have target 11.7 within the SDGs, which is on public space, and here we are showing in practical ways how public spaces can be implemented with a very low budget, with interesting materials, and just bringing people together.